The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me today is my co-host, Ben Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Dr. Smith. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks.
Dr. Smith, today we're going to be talking about all of the wonderful programs, adult education programs offered by Ulster BOCES. And our two guests are Hannah Long. Hannah is an adult career counselor with Ulster BOCES, and she worked in the adult education department there for the past 13 years. And she's worked in various positions and has gained a lot of knowledge about adult education. Her focus is on high school equivalency and English as a second language classes. Our other guest is Chris Kowalczyk. Chris is a parent peer trainer with Ulster BOCES. He oversees BOCES cosmetology, culinary, automotive, and community education courses. And he has always been passionate about education and tutored throughout high school and college. He's taught GED classes for BOCES. And now as a parent peer trainer, he gets the opportunity to support students and teachers, as well as help shape the kinds of lessons, activities, and field trips that students engage in. So welcome, Hannah and Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good to have you on Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Can you, for the benefit of our listeners, give us an overview of what BOCES offers the community with respect to adult education?
Sure. Currently, we offer a lot of things, and we're looking to expand, which we'll talk about in a little while. But right now, we offer high school equivalency classes and English as a second language classes all throughout Ulster County. We also just finished wrapping up most of our career classes for last year, cosmetology, automotive, welding, and air conditioning. So we're kind of taking a little break for the summer, but we're gearing back up for September.
Mm-hmm. And who are who typically enrolls in these classes? Probably depending on which one, right? But can you give us just a sense of who your students are?
Sure. For our high school equivalency classes, you know, there are people in the community who didn't finish their high school career. We offer them for people who are 21 years of age or older, and also they're not enrolled in high school currently. English as a second language, really our students are anyone who is trying to learn the English language. Anybody with any kind of who speaks any foreign language is welcome at any level. Our classes are from beginner all the way to intermediate. That's really for our literacy classes. Our vocational classes are a little bit different.
Right. So for vocational, we offer a wide range of things. So we offer welding, electrical, air conditioning, cosmetology, certified nursing assistant, registered dental assistant, surgical technologist. And then we have our community end of things, which are more enrichment classes. So those are typically short-term. We offer Chef de Jour, which is a cooking series. So you can come in and learn how to make macaroons in the fall is a big one. this year, we're also having a knitting class going on and a how to talk to your pets class.
Wow, that's an interesting one. Yeah. I thought I already knew how to, but I guess not. So in terms of scheduling, do you make it pretty easy for people to work around, you know, if you have adults who are working or with children or what have you, and arranging for childcare? How does that work in terms of scheduling and timing?
So for our literacy classes, you know, our HSC and ESL, we do try to offer a variety of days and times. It's a little bit easier for us to do it with those classes because those classes mostly take place in community locations. So we push into community spaces that allow us to have classes there. Mm-hmm. So more opportunity for us to offer them during the day or later at night. Whereas for Chris's classes.
Right. Those are mostly late afternoon into evening.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure
our earliest one starts at 3:30.
And is that where do those take place, right? At your main headquarters in, is that Esopus? Did I get it right?
Port Ewing.
Port Ewing, that's right. Uh-huh. And I imagine because if you're doing vocational training, you have to have certain kinds of equipment available and workshops, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And so what are the general tuition charges, and do you have any kind of financial assistance for people who might be lower income?
So for many of our classes, unfortunately, we do not qualify for federal financial aid. We do get students who are funded from the Office of Employment and Training for our programs that have a national certification. And other students who may have a learning disability can get funding through Access VR.
A lot of times we offer payment plans as well. So people who may really want to take a course and are very motivated, but you know, are lacking some financial, they need some financial help, we do help set up payment plans for most of our career classes.
Uh-huh. Interesting. And just out of curiosity, in the technical vocational realms, are the instructors professionals who work in the field, or are they retired and work in the field, or is it a kind of a mix?
It's a bit of a mix. Most of our instructors are currently in their field. Occasionally, we do get people who have retired.
I know for like electrical, you know, there are apprenticeship programs attached to it in terms of getting licensing and certification. So if a student comes to you or a prospective student and they say, you know, gee, I'm interested in getting certified as a licensed electrician eventually or what have you. So do you guide them and counsel them as to, you know, what that process is and how they have to work through it?
We definitely do. There's actually three of us. So Chris and I are one of three. Our coworker, Carolyn, as well. We all have some counseling roles depending on the programs we oversee. So if someone called and they were interested in a certain program, they would be guided to one of the three of us, and we would help them through that process. And actually, you mentioned electrical apprenticeship, and Carolyn is in charge of that. So she's very well versed. She's actually on the electrical board for Kingston or for Ulster County as well. So we actually give the electrical board exam, licensing exam, in our building currently. So she's very versed in that. So we do have between the three of us, we can help them kind of guide them along to the right path.
Mm-hmm. And Hannah, talk to us a little bit more about the GED general equivalency diploma, the high school equivalency diploma, and the English as a second language classes. Can you delve into those a little bit more and describe what those are, what students can expect?
Yeah. So our high school equivalency classes, they help prepare people to sit for the GED exam. So the GED exam has four subjects. So there's reasoning with language arts, math, science, and social studies. So anybody who comes to our high school equivalency class, they will be prepared in all four subjects based upon what they need. Our high school equivalency classes are really great because a lot of times it's individualized learning towards what each student needs. You know, every student that comes to our class, they don't need the same thing. Maybe they already have credit on one of the subjects. They took the GED test a long time ago. That still counts, so they don't have to do math. So rather than have everybody working on something, it's really a plan for each student to work towards their individual goal. And then for English as a second language, it also depends on what level the students come in with their speaking skills. But our instructors also do work on reading and writing with our ESL students. And a lot of our ESL students have a goal to start in that class and work their way all the way up to HSC classes and eventually get their high school diploma here.
And I know just from being familiar with particularly the Kingston community that there are a lot of new arrivals from different parts of the world, immigrant populations, and many different, not only different languages, but different dialects within languages. Does that present any particular challenge in the English as a second language classes?
It can be a little challenging. Actually, only a couple of our instructors speak a different language. And to be honest with you, it's usually not the language of the students that come into our class. Our instructors are great because they're able to utilize so many different resources between Google Translate. A lot of times we already have established students in their classes that speak a certain language or dialect. And when somebody else joins, that student's able to help translate. It's really like a community. So it kind of, everyone gets, you know, gets close and it helps each other out. So yeah, you would think that our instructors would speak multiple languages, but I think we actually only have one ESL instructor who speaks all different languages. So yeah, it's definitely interesting sometimes, but we get through it.
Yeah, I bet it is, right? You have, it's difficult enough learning a new language when you have someone who's speaking your language, but I guess it does get pretty challenging. So, this is all really great. I mean, it sounds like you have some really great classes and programs, and we want to find out a lot more about them. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health. Advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guests today are Hannah Long, Adult Career Counselor with Ulster BOCES, and Chris Kowalczyk, the Parent Peer Trainer with Ulster BOCES. One of the things that I was thinking about prior to the break was the possibility of folks who may currently have a career or perhaps are recently retired and wish to take some enrichment classes just to learn new skills, such as maybe some artistic skills or cooking skills or what have you. Would one of you talk a little bit more about that program at BOCES?
Sure. Our community education classes are run largely by the community. So if you're interested in teaching a particular subject that you think people would like to learn about, go on our website, ulsterboces.org, and you can actually submit a request to teach a class on any given subject. Typically, we'll run most things as long as we can get students to enroll in it. They're relatively low cost, usually smaller class sizes, and they don't run much longer than 3 sessions.
And those courses are advertised through your course catalog that comes out every year, sort of right before the enrollment period in the fall, correct?
Yes. So hopefully next week our catalog will be out and available. And our website will also be updated for registration.
Actually, speaking of a personal experience here, I actually did take one of those art classes several years ago, just for my own personal enrichment, and enjoyed it very much. So I would highly recommend that people look into those.
So Chris or Hannah, could you give our listeners an overview, like an example of what some of those like the breadth of the courses that you, enrichment courses and others that you offer, just to give them a flavor for what the offerings are?
Absolutely. So we offer chef de jour classes. And so those are a wide range of cooking classes. Typically they have to do with the time of year we offer them. So around Halloween, we'll be offering a spooky sweets class where students come in and make Halloween treats.
I know that you also have things like computer classes. I've seen design classes. I've seen a lot of other types of things as well.
Yeah, we've done striper fishing recently, mm-hmm. Which was a 2-day class. So you come and do like lecture learning one night, and then they actually went to a park in Ulster on a Saturday and actually went out and fished. So that has run years. I think we've done it a couple times. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Vin, I was thinking, in addition to just learning the art or the science of whatever the class is about, it is a good opportunity to expand your social connections, which we know is a very important piece of how folks can maintain good health moving forward in life. And that's another piece that I think needs to be, considered when you talk about these classes.
Yeah, social building community.
Yeah,
people were so excited to come back in person for these classes when we restarted them. And we've had multiple people come and take, you know, like Chris was talking about the chef de jour classes. People will sign up for one and be like, oh, that was so great, and sign up for the next one. And, you know, you see similar people, similar faces throughout all the classes.
Mm-hmm. Did you give a course on relearning social skills?
That's a great idea.
I would have signed up for that.
That's right. The post-COVID experience.
Oh my gosh. I would have brought my dog with me too.
Yeah. Your emotional support animal.
And I'm assuming that you get varied age groups, right, involved?
Absolutely. And that's across the board, from our HSE and ESL to any of our vocational or community classes. We get people from 18 to 65 in any given class.
Mm-hmm. And with respect to the vocational courses, do you have partnerships with employers in the greater Hudson Valley area that might sponsor students, you know, as a way of building a skilled workforce for their business?
Right. So that's something we're always working on. Employers do send people to take our courses and become certified in any given skill. And we're always looking to help employ people throughout the county once they finish their class.
And are any of the courses offered online as well, or are they all in person?
Some of our courses could be online. This past spring, we ran a book publishing class on how to publish a book completely on Zoom, and it actually went pretty well. Mm-hmm. So we'll offer it again in the fall.
So the vocational pretty much out in the Port Ewan location, and the rest in community settings. Is that what you said, Hannah? You try to get out to the local communities and libraries and whatnot?
Definitely for our high school equivalency classes in English as a second language. A lot of our students who come to those classes, unfortunately, they do have some barriers. Transportation always seems to be their biggest barrier. Mm-hmm. So we try to have those classes in spaces that are easily available to them. Kind of with partnerships that you were just talking about, we do reach out to businesses during the year, churches, other places that may have spaces for us that they'd be willing to let us hold class. That's one of the biggest ways we help the community. So we've had a lot of people help us, giving us space, and it's been great.
Oh, that's great. And how many classes or how many sessions do those classes take up?
So they are continuous enrollment because especially for our high school equivalency, it takes everybody a different amount of time to prepare to take the GED exam. So we're continuous enrollment throughout the whole year. So if someone finds a class that they're interested in attending, which is also going to be in our catalog, the schedule, as well as on our website, they don't even have to pre-register for HSC or ESL classes. They just go to class a night that it's running, that they're ready to start, and the teacher will get them started. And, you know, we take a break here or there during the year. At the end of summer, we'll take a week break, but then we get right back up and going. So yeah, we're year-round continuous enrollment for those classes.
That's really great. So can you give us a preview of any classes coming up in the fall that you are particularly excited about that might be new and different that people might be interested in? I know interests are all over the place, but what about if you were to pick, like, say, three classes that you were most excited about, what would they be?
So we will be newly offering culinary arts, barbering, and project-based welding in the fall. There's a large demand in the county on the hospitality industry, so we're particularly excited about culinary arts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Certainly, the other major demand is for folks who, into the service industry in terms of certified health aides and that sort of thing. I know that so many different agencies really are looking for individuals with that sort of training. So that certainly is something, to consider if one has any interest in that regard, to pursue that, because certainly there is a big demand for that piece of, or that type of employment.
And so, Chris or Hannah, so if there are professionals out there or, folks who might like to try becoming instructors, whether for the English as a second language classes or maybe in the vocational realm, what's the application process?
So we have on our website at ulsterbosies.org, there is a spot to click on the right-hand side that says join us. And that will take people to all of our open positions that are available to apply for right now. Unfortunately, we're not able to leave things open-ended for certain positions can't be up all year round. So if someone takes a look there and there's really not something that they're interested in applying for, let's say they do want to be an ESL teacher, but that position's not available, they can always reach out to the adult education department and we would be able to speak to them and help them get the application process started.
Mm-hmm. And so the website would be the main tool for people getting more information about all of the programs. You also have, Dr. Smith mentioned, the catalog. When does that come out, and who do you mail it to?
Our catalog is actually, we just got the draft 5 minutes before we got on this phone call.
Oh, good timing.
So it should be published by next week, we're hoping. And the whole catalog actually gets uploaded to our website as a PDF, so people can click on it and read through it. And then our website under students of all ages is the tab where adult education is. And we actually have a list of all of our classes right on the webpage as well, with links directly underneath each description to register. We don't do a county mailing anymore. We used to, but we didn't get great results from it, surprisingly. So we've been doing a lot more social media and networking other ways in order to get to get this word out to people.
Great. And that website again is ulsterbosies.org, right?
Yep.
Great. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Time really flies on the show. And we are very grateful for the work that you and your colleagues do on behalf of the residents of Ulster County, and in the fun classes, classes that can help families. How about that? My alarm went off. It's supposed to not go off. Oh, well. Anyway, I was just thanking the both of you and your colleagues for all the great work you do. And it's really wonderful. And we're happy to have you on the radio program. And that's all the time we have for today. So you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.